Happy Hanukkah and welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the second day of the month of Teves. Today is the eighth and final day of Hanukkah. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for: Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalel ben Chaya Basheva, Alina Orna bas Chen Chana, and Raya bas Michal. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza now over 450 days. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yosef Weinstock of the Young Israel of Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale in Hollywood, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. He'll be followed by Rabbi Weinstock fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim: Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then Rabbi Weinstock will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, our dear soldiers in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, those still being tragically held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing, give each of us time to insert the names of all those in need of a refuah shalema. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime, ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinstock.
Thank you very much, and Chanukah Sameach to all on this holy last day of Chanukah, Zos Chanukah, the eighth day of Hanukkah. There's a story told about a shul where at the end of davening, the rabbi had left his drasha notes on the lectern. And one of the congregants took a look and noticed that the rabbi had not only written out his remarks, but in the margins had written notes on instructions on how to deliver his remarks. So for instance, one of the notes said, "Go slow here. Make sure to emphasize these words." Another note had words, had a little arrow, and it added in the direction, "Here you should gesture upwards." At one point in the drasha, there was a note that read with lines underneath a paragraph, "Argument here is very weak. Make sure to yell loudly." You know, there's a saying, whoever shouts the loudest wins the argument. But there's another saying that says whoever shouts the loudest has the most to hide in his argument. William Shakespeare is quoted as saying, "The empty vessel makes the loudest sound." And Shlomo Melech said it first when he phrased it as "Divrei Chachamim benachas nishmaim, mizakas Moshel baksilim." The words of the wise are heard, and the argument is most strong when those words are spoken softly, certainly more so than the shout of a ruler of fools. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky utilizes this idea to explain Yehuda's words to the viceroy of Egypt, whom we know to be his long-lost brother Yosef, at the beginning of this week's parsha of Vayigash. Torah says, "Vayigash elav Yehuda vayomar bi adoni yedaber na avdecha davar baznei adoni." Judah approached the viceroy and said, "Please, my lord, let now your servant speak something into my lord's ears." Judah believed that his argument for the release of his brother Binyamin was very strong. In order to emphasize that, he said to the viceroy, he said to Yosef, making the argument by saying, "I will speak softly. I will whisper my case into your ear and allow the argument itself to prevail, and not the tone of my voice." Yehuda is saying that he does not need to shout in order to make his argument, the content of Yehuda's remarks will win the day. Here the Torah is teaching us effective communication. If you shout in an attempt to get our point across, the other person will most likely tune us out. Being loud oftentimes betrays the weakness of one's argument. Divrei chachamim benachat nishmaim. We are heard best when we speak with conviction, but softly and gently. Vayigash, Yehuda approached, the Torah says at the beginning of the parsha. The question that can be asked is, what was Yehuda's thinking at that moment? And the Midrash offers conflicting theories. Rabbi Yehuda says that the word Vayigash, implies an approach for battle. Whereas Rabbi Nechemia in the Midrash says that the word Vayigash, he approached, was an approach for reconciliation. Each of these rabbis quote a pasuk to prove that the word Vayigash, the approach, can be for battle or for peace. But in either way, regardless of what Yehuda's plans or willingness to engage in battle or reconciliation, his tone is being alluded to and emphasized. Whether we are looking to make peace or we're ready to go to battle, the proper approach is Yidaber Na Avdecha Bazne Adoni, to be soft-spoken. In his book, The Relationship Cure, Dr. John Gottman revealed that when it comes to assessing the meaning of what a person is saying, only 7% of that meaning comes from the spoken word, while 38% comes from the tone of voice and one's speech patterns. That means that words that are intended as neutral can be perceived by the listener as incendiary, if spoken with a sarcastic, demeaning, or contemptuous tone of voice, causing the listener to feel hurt or disrespected. While we've always known that tone of voice is an important part of clear communication, just how critical things are like vocal inflection, volume, and pitch is something that Gottman studied as well. And according to a recent study that examined hundreds of conversations from over 100 couples during their marriage therapy sessions, a tone of voice may be a key indicator of marital success of the relationship. Just as important as what you say, and that's important, is how you say it. Researchers at University of Southern California found that communication is not just about what you say, but of course how you say it. And the data showed that studying a person's voice, and not just what they're saying, the content of their speech, or even their behavior, was the best predictor as far as the eventual improvement or deterioration of that relationship. So whether we are speaking peace or need to do battle, let us appreciate the power of our spoken word. The loudest voices are not necessarily the correct ones. And when we learn this lesson, then we will be better communicators. And in that merit, may we always be heard by others and by Hashem. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Nateach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'Yom Tzara, Yizagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'Olascha Yidash Nesela. Yitein Lecha Kilvavecha V'Chol Atzascha Yimalei. Nirana Yeshua Secha V'Shem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha. Atayah Daiti Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Eilev Arechev, Eilev Asusim, V'Anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karu V'Nafalu, V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisfadad. Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yom Kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binos Deshe Yarbizeni, Almei Menucho Sina Aleini, Tilam Kuf Chafalef, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esayinai El Haharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz. Al Yitein Amot Raglacha, Al Yonum Shomracha. Kinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomracha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminacha. Yom Amat Shemesh Lo Yakeka, V'yareach b'layla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teitcha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Tilim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos v'imam hakim karasicha Adonai. Adonai shirma v'koli, t'yena z'necha kashuvos, l'kol tachanut nai. Im avonos tishmarya, Adonai mi'amod. Kimcha slicha leman tivarei, kivisi adonai kiyusa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki im adonai achesed v'arbei mofidus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tilim kuf v'ambeiz, Psalm 142. Maskil David b'yosob amarat fila. Kali Adonai Azak, Kali Adonai Eschanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi Tzarasi, Lefanav Agid, Bisatef Alai Ruchi, Batayadata Nisi Vasi, Barach Zualech, Tamnu Pachli, Abet Yamin Ure Vein Limakir, Avad Manos Vimeni, Ein Doresh Lanafshi, Ta'achti Elech Adonai, Amarti Ata Machsi, Chalki Be'eret HaChayim, Akshiva el rinasi ki dalosi maod, adjilani meirod fai ki amsu mimeni, otia mimaskir nafshi laodos eshanacha, bi yachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alahai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anasunim batzara vashivya, omdim bein bayam avein bayabasha, amakom yirachem aleyem viyotiem mitzara lirvacha, umeafela liora mishibud ligula, Hashta Bagala Uizman Kariv Vinomar Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Prayer for the Chayalim. Mi Shabirach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Omdim HaMishmar Arsenu V'Yarei Eloheinu, V'Gvul Alvanon V'Abidbar Mitzrayim, Min Hayam HaGadol Alavo HaRava V'Chol Makom She'ein, V'Yavasha V'Avir V'Yam. Yitein Adonai Et Eivenu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lifneihem. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatziel Es Chayaleinu, Kol tzara v'tzukah, v'kol nega v'machala. Yishlach bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedehem. Yadber soneinu tachtehem, v'yatrein b'cheser yeshua, v'ateret nitzachon. V'guyam b'hem akasuv, ki Adonai Eloheichem, ha'aleich imachem, v'hi lachem lachem imoy v'chem, v'hoshi aschem, v'nomar amen. Prayer for those being held in captivity. Mi Shevirach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Yaron, David U'Shlomo. V'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsores Nedere Tzva Haganal Yisrael Shuvuyav, V'Eskol Achenu Hanesunim Batzara V'Shivya. Bavur Shakol Akhol HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel Bavuram. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem. V'Tziyem Yechoshech V'Tzamaves, U'Musroseyem Yinatek V'Tzukoseyem Yoshiveim, V'yishivim mehera l'chik mishmachoseham. Yodil adai chastov v'niflosel v'nei adam, v'kuyam v'hem mikrosh ha'kvasuv, Uvduyei, Adonai Yishuvu, Nuvo, Tzion, Barina, Simcha Salom, Arosham, Sason, V'simcha, Yasigu, Minasu Yagon, Ranacha, V'nomar, Amen. And Mishaberach for the Cholim, Mishaberach for those who are in need of a Refuah Shlema. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, V'Varech V'Yirapei Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alayhem L'Hachimam L'Aposam L'Achzikam L'Achayosam Shlach Lahem Meirah Refuah Shlema Min Hashamayim Chol Chol Evareihem U'Chol Gideihem Sof Shar Chol Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashta Ba'Gala U'Zvan Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinstock. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in the near Hashem and in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Am Yisrael around the world, Chanukah Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.